Law enforcement agents around the country are conducting interviews in an effort to stop a possible terrorist attack this summer. The FBI calls these interviews informal and says they're meant to solicit information about attacks keyed to the U.S. election. The Bureau is trying to avoid offending the people they're interviewing. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, that is not easy.
Since 9/11, the FBI has conducted several rounds of interviews about possible terrorist acts. Each time, immigrants' rights groups have protested. This time, the Bureau has sought to dampen the criticism by keeping these chats as informal as possible. But attorney Alex Hacking of St. Louis says that agents have managed to irritate people, for example, by approaching them in the workplace.
And of course, we find that problematic because a lot of times people at jobs start to wonder why is the federal government coming around asking about this particular person.
Hacking works with the Council on American Islamic Relations, which says it is fielding a lot of questions from Muslims who don't know what to do when the FBI knocks at the door. Hacking advises people to cooperate, but also to have an attorney there as a witness to the conversation.
Because if the FBI lies to them, that's legal. But if they get caught in some kind of misstatement and it's treated as a lie, that, of course, is a federal offense.
Many of these interviews fall to members of the local Joint Terrorism Task Force. There are now 84 of these partnerships between the FBI and local law enforcement. Robert Jordan, in charge of the Portland, Oregon FBI office, says JTTF participants all receive special training on cultural sensitivity, and he believes it's working.
I have not received a single complaint from the local Arab or Muslim community about these interviews.
Jordan says that's an achievement because tensions around terrorism have been high in Portland. In May, local attorney Brandon Mayfield was arrested, connected to this year's terrorist bombing in Madrid, then released after a fingerprint match was found to be a mistake. Jordan himself apologized to Mayfield, and he says the incident has made it tougher to enlist community support.
Because the folks that might want to be suspicious of you now have something to point to and say, that's why we need to be careful of the federal government.
The questions being asked vary widely. Some are about trips overseas, about transfers of money to certain countries. Deidre Aboud of the Phoenix office of the Council on American Islamic Relations says people have been asked about political beliefs.
Do you know anybody that is unhappy with U.S. foreign policy? How do you feel about the war in Iraq? And then we had some new questions, like, how do you feel about the president of Syria?
The FBI won't say whether it's getting good information from these chats, but the agency says the goal is to build relationships. Nevertheless, some interviewees are afraid. Husham Al-Husseini is director of the Karbala Islamic Education Center in Dearborn, Michigan. He says an Iraqi exile and former dissident recently returned to Iraq, then came home to find the FBI wanted to speak with him.
So when he came back here, the FBI approached him. It was a polite way, but, I mean, he came to me, he said, listen, I mean, I was approached by Saddam's FBI over there in Iraq, and here I am, been approached by the U.S. FBI.
Attorney Alex Hacking says it is wrong to approach people for no particular reason.
If the FBI has real reasons to think that a specific person has actual knowledge of something important, and then obviously that would be an important thing for them to follow up on.
Portland FBI Chief Robert Jordan says that's a nice idea, but
how do we know what they know unless we ask them?
The FBI says these voluntary interviews will continue as long as intelligence requires it. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.